Previously on Letters 2.
What's the furthest you ever gone with someone the first time you met them?
I let them impregnate me. I'm just
kidding.
I'm just kidding.
You let him bust in them cheeks, girl?
Welcome back to Letters 2 Podcast. We are doing part 3 of our sexual healing. Now, the last two episodes was Mercedes was asking Nick and I some very gay questions. And so we decided to flip it. Because I want to know about the kitty licking.
Like, oh my God.
Like, do you lick the rim and then work your way to the center? Or do you just lick it all at once?
All right, to all the people at home tonight, drinking game is, the word is, every time Marcus says kitty licking, y'all have to drink.
Yeah.
But that's what they do. They lick the kitty.
Shut.
Yes.
Ain't nobody answer my question, though. Do you lick the rim, or do you just, like, do one big, like, tongue wag? Across
both of them, all of it, all A, B, C, and D, and E.
Okay, I would say, okay.
She came out the gate with it.
Listen, for me, I start off, you know, kissing before I jump right into it. So I'm kissing the lips as if I'm kissing the top lips, and then I go in. That's how I start that off.
Now, y'all know if y'all fans of the show and y'all heard us, y'all know most episodes we always veer sexually. And y'all know Sadie's favorite line, you know, I'm the girl when it comes to that. So, you know, I believe it. I believe it. See, I love the confidence. I mean, she got people giving her $500 because they couldn't keep up with her. So,
that's factual. Living testimony.
But Nick, do you have any questions you want to?
Yeah, let's just get into this. Right into this. Actually.
That's what she said.
So, do you like to get bent? Do you like to get bent, or do you do the bending?
Both. I am a dominant person, so I will say, I do prefer to do the bending, but I have another side to me, a submissive side. So it's both. But if I really, really had to choose, I would say me bending. Yeah. Doing the bending. Yeah. Being dominant.
Sadie's get bent. I was
surprised. Yes, I do. People don't believe I get bent. I don't know if it's the tough exterior. I don't know what it is. But
It's based off like when I first saw you. You know, you was wearing a Tim's. You had the black jacket on. I think it was a bomber jacket on. You had the black jeans, yeah. Little rip.
What you remembering?
In the ponytails. had the jewelry in. I'm like, damn, like
something slight. That was light work that day.
I was like, damn.
It's the energy you exude.
In my head, I was like, I'm like, damn. Amen. I was like, damn, she more masculine than me. Shit, what the fuck going on?
Exactly. That's been said on numerous occasions, Marcus. You putting it on. That's been said on numerous, multiple parties.
I was like, okay. Mm-hmm. And then you talk to her, and then the mother inside come out. I'm like, you know, the messages is giving me, you know,
the wires are crossing.
Yes, but I love it though. You know, you just who you is. You know, you flip how you want to flip, and you dive into the kitty.
Uh oh, that's a shot.
That's a shot. Kitty or kitty licking?
Yeah, that's a shot.
But what about you, Pasha? You didn't answer the same question.
Oh, I mean, I'm more of a both. I would say for me, on my end, I get most into my submissive bag, depending on the person or the party, like almost. Not almost, like total submission. But I like doing the bending too. And that's genderless. So yeah, it's pretty fire.
You be pegging?
I have pegged. Yes.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. 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 Mm-hmm.
Can you share now, elaborate a little bit on what was that? Like, how did you feel pegging?
Oh, it's like so powerful. I mean, my stroke game now might be a little rusty, but I feel like back in my prime, I was really giving that thing. It's just people are so shocked because I'm short. You know what I'm saying? But I used to play rugby and I got these fire ass calves on me. So I make do with what I got. You know what I'm saying?
When you was doing the bending. When you was bending
when
them
I was
over.
Bending. Mm-hmm,
when you was bending. Did you use one of those ones that like vibrate when you stroke? Like the strap on that vibrate?
So if we're talking about bedroom in general, I love toys. Like, you know, manual, just using fingers and tongues and body parts is fire. But I am a big proponent of toys. And so one of my favorite toys, most of my toys will vibrate. And it's for everybody's pleasure. Like, it's for my pleasure. If I'm the one doing the bending, I can prop something up on myself and get that kind of stimulation with my partner. Or it might be enjoyable. I don't think there's any problem with something being inside of you and it vibrating at the same time. Like, I'm going to need that almost every time.
I don't like no vibration.
You don't like the vibration?
I'm not a toy man.
Vibration is fire.
I don't like vibration toys. We might fight. If I see a toy, we going to fight. Like,
oh, no. It depends on the toy. And you got to start off slow.
Only things that can enter me is things that came from God. You know, if it ain't God, it can't be in me.
But see, something that came from God made that toy, so I'm going to use it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
it's an extension of God.
You know what I'm saying? Literally. It is an extension of me, too, because I need to extend to do the bending, you know, or to, you know, help somebody else do the bending. So
I do have a question. I've always been curious. How does the scissoring work? Is it just like the kitty
cutting?
Is it just bumping kitties?
I'm gonna be upfront and honest. I am not a fan of any fucking scissoring. I don't see the purpose. I cannot.
Is it just bumping kitties?
It's supposed to be that. Like, yeah, that's a shot. It's supposed to be, you know, bumping kitties or whatever, right? So, but I just don't like the crab leg look. I just don't like it. Like,
not
it looks fucking weird.
Look.
Yeah, it looks fucking weird.
I've never heard of it described that way before.
You never seen like the porn of them, like
I have, but I've never
grab legs.
I have, but I've never seen. I never heard it described in that sense.
No, it looks stupid. I feel like I look stupid. Like, I'm not doing that now. I've never been a fan of like scissoring. I'm sorry.
Does the pleasure come from just like the rubbing together? Like,
yeah, the friction. Yeah.
Okay, so
it's supposed
my
to.
Understanding was
I keep
like,
envisioning
you're
carpet
trying, you're trying to stimulate each other's clitorises.
Hey, we should have made a drinking game off that.
It's supposed to be similar to what men do with, or people who have penises, frotting. Mm. Like when you're rubbing penises together, massaging penises together. It's supposed to be the same principle.
Like that's like,
I don't know, but sometimes, weird to me. It just looks weird to me. I'm pretty sure you can like come and get pleasure from it. And there is different like ways you could do it. It's just instantly when I think about scissoring, I just think about the crab leg shit and it instantly turns me off. I'm just like,
I think about those terrible softcore movies that I used to watch on HBO.
At that point,
but that's because they weren't really humping, though. I think when it comes to scissoring, you really need to think about it kind of like a switchblade or something. Like, even if you can't get clit to clit, a clit to thigh and thigh to clit is really fire. It's the intimacy of it. It's being intertwined with somebody's body and using their body parts. You know, I'm a thicker girl. So, you know, you get your clit on this thigh, you're going to have a ride. You know what I'm saying? So sometimes it's not the total clit to clit contact that you're looking for.
She got technical.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she got techniques and shit. Mm-hmm. And I feel that, like, you know, the clit to thigh, that shit is fire. But
it's fire.
When I say someone... when I hear someone saying scissoring, I instantly think of the crab leg fool.
I mean, at that point, why not just use one of those? Why not just use one of those long double sided dildos at that point?
Okay, that's okay. Fire too.
I'm not gonna lie. I kind of want to try that. I want to try that with a dude.
I've been thinking about trying that with somebody that I know.
Do it.
Use the toy. I feel like every podcast, Nick be exposing himself a little.
Yeah, he definitely does.
I always find out some new shit.
Nick is an edger.
I'm an edger fan. You can edge me any day. If you are the type of person that can make me hold out and I can beg you to come, you're a winner. But if I'm someone where you can't do that, I don't know.
Someone did that to me once. I was ready to fight. I'm like, you ain't finna keep doing this to me. We finna fuck with the
fight. It makes the orgasm more intense.
Fuck all that. I don't like it.
And it's about the control of you really seeing your limit of how long you can really hold out. And then it's just an explosion. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was the roughest 4 hours of my life.
It's
a long 4 hours.
I like doing that. Like with my partners, I like edging them. Like,
of course you do. Of course you do. You like control. I wouldn't suspect anything less.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
See, I'm too much of a control freak to be edged. Because I'm like,
Would you edge someone else, Marcus? Yes.
Probably. But see, also, but probably not. Because once I get into a groove, I'd be like, I'm gonna keep on going. Because, like, I'm enjoying myself. I don't want to have to stop or remind myself to stop. Especially because if I'm giving head, like, when I'm down when I'm down there, that's for me. Like, I don't care if you enjoying it or not. I'm having a blast down here. So I'm going
to... Well, hold on.
I want you to enjoy it, but like also, this is also for me, not just for you. Like, it's
very self centered. I'm learning. Yeah,
you're a selfish ass lover.
Yeah,
honestly.
Yeah. See,
no. See, I'm not. I'm not actually. I'm very considerate, but I also want them to know, like, yes, you're having a great time, but so am I. Because they be like, you know. They're like, you be down there for a long time. I'm like, I'm enjoying being down here. Do you want me to stop? No. Then shut the fuck up then.
That's interesting.
To be honest, I always, because when I was like being a hoe, I was always around dudes, like either DL dudes or gay dudes who was like, yeah, I've never had good head before, or I've never come from head. And I'm like, who the fuck you been around? I was like, yeah, my girl don't like sucking dick. Well, you need a new girl. Well, that's why you here with me.
There's an art to head.
Giving head.
Most folks can do it.
There's all types of things when it comes to that. Especially like foreplay is important before you even jumping into it. You know what I'm saying?
The build-up. Yeah, it is.
You gotta tease the gooch. You gotta tease the testicle. You gotta like do a little roly-poly, Never mind, I'm giving away too many secrets. Never mind.
Yeah, you're giving the girls too much.
You know what I'm saying?
Giving the girls too much.
You gotta pay for that.
Don't do that.
Gotta come to my Patreon for that. I give y'all a lesson then.
Hilarious.
I don't know if it's my skills or if it's the guys that I've dealt with, but I always make them ejaculate very fast from giving
that's
them
a
head.
Good thing, Nick. Yeah, that's a good thing.
And
that's a good thing. That
they
first
always
gotta get out
back for more.
The boys come back for your milk.
Some man was shaking. Thought you having a seizure? Like, the fuck wrong with you? No,
that shit was fire.
That shit was fire.
I'm like, when the legs get shaking,
right?
Yeah, that shit is fire. Like, Yeah, I know. When that leg gets to shaking, it's a fucking wrap. It's a fucking wrap. And when the leg starts shaking, I'm the type of motherfucker to be like, you can't come right now. Do not come.
Facts.
Do not come. I'm not done yet.
That's when I start doing other shit. That's when I start gooching and tickling and shit. I might kiss the thigh a little. Once you start shaking, you gotta move
jump back
to the
into
thigh.
Your foreplay bag.
Mm-hmm.
That's important.
Gotta Got to move the hands. Like, I don't need you touching me because I'm not touching for a reason. Put the hands to the door. I will lock these bitches up with handcuffs. That don't do that. Things are right. happening. So
I'm actually into restraints. Like, speaking of that, I'm like, okay, ooh, so
BDSM.
Yes, I'm definitely into that. I am into
the whips and what's chains. The word? What Rihanna said?
I'm more into asphyxiation.
Auto-erotic asphyxiation. Or erotic asphyxiation.
Wait, you choking
yeah,
people?
I'm into that. No, them choking
me. She begin choke.
You like to be choked?
Like to the, yeah, to like the brink of girl, like no return. Yes, I get off of that. Yeah.
You like to be choked?
Yeah, it's
as
fire.
Like, it's fire.
It's something like euphoric. Mm-hmm. Like when it happens and I'm like orgasm, having orgasms at the same time, like it just does something to me. Like, it's the outer body experience. Especially the closer, like the more like you choke me, like you could choke me with anything. It could be like, I'm not gonna say rope because slaves and stuff, but like anything else you could use, you know what I'm saying, to like choke me or restrain me. I'm into that totally.
I got a question. What is your worst for you too, Nick? What is one of your weirdest or most awkward or like worst experience? Nothing
somebody
traumatic.
Sound like they wet.
Somebody
wet.
Sound like they gushing.
No, they gushing. What's happening? Come on, sound
That was actually not intentional. I was running the sink because I'm in my kitchen.
Oh, the sink was wet.
Literally.
That sink got that wet. Okay,
right.
I'm waiting for my food to get here. I just ordered me some food, so.
Okay.
Mm.
That was perfect timing. We just heard it.
Yeah, organically that worked out. I
right.
Excluding anything traumatic, what's one of like the stupidest, weirdest, crazy sexual experience y'all ever had?
I'm gonna let y'all go first. I'm gonna go last because delivery man about to pull up. So,
like,
I'm gonna let y'all go first.
I can give you an example.
Think of something stupid.
I mean, I had gave one of the stories like with Buddy, like with Lil Dick Buddy.
He gave
that
you
was,
the
like,
money.
One of the most like
shit. I need one.
Yeah,
up.
That was one of the ones. But I've been like in like wild like experiences. Like I've been to mansion parties and shit like that, where it's just like, I mean, okay, so there was a situation I wasn't involved, but like I like witnessed it. So it was like one of the parties I had went to, and you know, there's different rooms with different things and shit going on. And it was just this one particular one. I remember opening up the door and I seen, it was, I don't want to say the wrong pronouns or anything, but basically, I'm a little lit. I don't want to say the wrong thing, but transgender, transsexual, like what's the appropriate word for me to describe?
What was their what was their appearance or what is
trans?
Okay, so their appearance
a trans
was
person.
Their yeah, like they were very like curvy, had titties, but had the biggest fucking dick ever. Kind of like TS.
So
Madison.
Like a trans femme or trans woman,
yeah,
trans
like
femme
trans,
or trans woman.
Yeah. I just
okay.
want to make sure I'm, you know, addressing that
that's
appropriately,
accurate.
Not to offend anyone.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, mm-hmm. so like I remember like looking into this room and it was like maybe 8 or 9 people and like she was like going ham on everyone.
Beating people
like,
shit up. Wow.
Everyone and everything. And it was a combination of like women and men in there. And it was just a power for me. Like she was in there like tossing niggas around, doing all types of shit. I wasn't involved in it, but like that was one of the things that I saw that was just like, I don't want to say weird, but it was kind of like wild. It was like crazy just to see that shit and just witnessing it in first person. And she was just throwing dick to everybody, like fucking them or they were sucking. It was just crazy. But that's like one of my like wildest, like weirdest things I've seen. Who can top that?
I can't tell. Well, I had an experience with this DL dude, and it was going great. He had already did some shit that caught me off guard because I'm okay with spit if we've been together a few times. You
see,
know,
hell
I
no,
know
that's
you,
what the fuck I'm not gonna
but
do.
This man, like, he spit on me out the blue, and I was like, okay, what the fuck? that took me out, but we came back in. And then in the middle of like us grooving, he stopped. He was like, I got a weird request. I was like, depending on what it is, I might be interested. What's this weird request? I want you to take a shit on me. I was like, okay, nope, we got.
Oh my, I can't top that. I'm stepping out.
I was like, I don't do that. I don't do shit play. I'm like, I've been R. Kelly'd. That's one thing. But I don't do the poo. I'm so sorry.
Is that called scat? Scatting? Scat?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's called scat play.
And then one dude was like, you want to fuck me and my sister? You and your who?
I've done this person of the Hispanic persuasion.
You know they are. You know.
Well, I'm just saying because I was talking to some dude and he was kind of into some of the same stuff and he had. I don't know.
I'm
wondering if it's the same person.
We ain't saying all Hispanic men are into these things, but you know that one, the two in particular, and I was like, you know,
I'm saying that.
Yeah, because I was like, you know, if you said come fuck me and my baby mama or me and my girl. Me and one of my random hoes. That's different. I still would have said no because I don't do kitty. But that would have been normal. But you want me to fuck you and your sister? That sounds to me that you and your sister fucking on your own.
That's too much. That's unsafe. You need to check in on that.
I gotta call DCFS or something.
I don't know. I had a weird situation where I was with a woman and we were being intimate and she started munching on me while my panties was on. And it was pretty disturbing because it wasn't pleasurable at all. Like, I don't know what she was trying to do, but I still had my drawers on and she was just munching on me. And I'm like, I get this for foreplay, but it's been a five minutes. Like, don't you want to take these off? And TMI for the pod. You know, I'm a dripper. I get pretty wet, get pretty juicy. And it just was a hot mess. And I'm like, you finna take these drawers off of me immediately and eat my shit. And when she did, it was even worse.
What you mean, juicy? What that mean?
For the lack of a better term, I'm a squirter. Well, I do a lot of things, but I definitely squirt. And it's not piss. I've even done. Thank you.
Yes, thank applaud you. To that. Yes.
Thank you.
I'm so happy. I need more of that in the world. Yes,
and it's not, and it's okay, and it's, and little fun fact, it's not piss, but it does come through the same organ, which is the urethra, so that's why people think it's piss. I've tested. I've literally pissed right before sex multiple times, empty bladder, and I will still fuck a bed up. I will fuck a lot of stuff up. But yeah, she kept my drawers on and was just munching on them. And I'm not talking about munching on them to the point where it was pleasurable. I'm talking about the sides. I'm talking about the area right under my foot. And I'm like, I don't like this. And my then bitch, she took them off.
You fucking up my underwear. What the fuck you doing? You're
fucking up my drawers. And I had some pretty panties on. You fucking my shit up. I'm just munching on it, putting your hot breath on it. I'm going to need
you. like, do you like being licked with your brassiere on? Or is it also weird?
I'm naked.
No. Naked. Put your tongue on my areola
I don't like nipple play, no way.
No, nipple play. I had my nipples pierced and shit, and that was fire. Like, nipple play, I need you to suck my shit. I need you to nibble and bite and pull.
Please.
That's right.
And thank you. Please and thank you.
Period.
And I'll let you know if it's too hard. You test it out. You test the waters out. I'll let you know if it's too hard. Don't do no little petty bite.
Like, bite my
You can
shit,
nibble. You can nibble to start, but I'm going to need you to bite on it. And I need you to do something to the other one at the same time. People be neglecting the nipples. Like,
That's
depending
the
on the session,
for me.
I'm going to need to do left and right and left at some point in time during the session. Don't be neglectful. That's not right. That's not right.
Mm-mm. You gotta show love to both. You should bring up nipples and nipple play because that actually kind of ties into my situation or my weird story. because it involves my nipples and this dude, y'all, it's like, yeah, I'm telling y'all, it wasn't even that interesting. This dude was just, I'm gonna just say this, he was a nice person, but sexually speaking, I just wasn't really getting
the dick
what I need to have gotten. It wasn't at all. And
boo, tomato.
Oh, you the one? Okay, never mind. I'm sorry.
Not at you, baby.
I'm going him.
The nigga.
Yeah.
Of a story,
for the audacity.
Okay, so we're making out or whatever, and I'm just like, okay, let's move on to something else. And we start like taking our clothes off, well, taking each other's clothes off or whatever. And, you know, we're touching each other and licking each other. He just starts, you know, licking my neck and then going down to my nipples. And I'm like, great, great, cool. This is like my favorite. And I kid you not, he was probably licking my nipples for like a minute. And this nigga ejaculates. Like, he just starts coming. And then I'm just like, oh, okay, no big deal. Like, let's just take a minute. And he was like, well, I'm good. I'm done.
That's a big deal.
Excuse me. Wait a minute. He said he done.
Take a minute.
What? He was like,
a minute for what? Like,
literally, it was like, it was 1 minute. He was done. And then he was like, well, I really enjoy, like, just licking your nipples. Your nipples are really, you know, yummy or whatever, but he was like, that was all it took, I guess.
But keep licking mine, just because you nutty, you can keep licking them. I'm not right. done.
Yeah, like, you're not done. Like, so you didn't finish? He didn't finish anything? He didn't do anything else? Like, he didn't get no head?
And that was the end of it. And I was just like, I was annoyed. I was just like, you know what? I'm good. So I just packed up my stuff and I left.
Hey. Whoever that nigga is, fuck you. You don't do Nick like that. Period. Fuck you, dude. How about that?
Sometimes you gotta pack up and leave, though. Because I feel you on that, Nick. I had a time, it was just all of my sneaky links that fell on me or whatever. And I was like, you know what? Let me just add one to the roster. It was a dude I didn't really want to talk to like that. Went over to his shit. I'm telling you. I start sucking this dude dick. I'm telling you, a couple seconds in, he talking about some, I'm about to come. I'm like, that sounds like a you problem. And then told me to stop. Told me I ain't never had no head like this before. That's not my problem. This is what I brought to the table.
You
I felt like this. Told me to stop. Told
Damn.
Me to stop.
I ain't and never then heard when I like stopped. That.
Then my mouth was not even on his penis when he came. He came and then I felt so unlucky, y'all. I felt so unlucky. My ass went to the casino right after, and I won about $60 on the machine after a couple cents. I said, after this bad luck, I can't do no worse at the motherfucking casino, and I went home up. I said, no, I ain't doing that shit
again.
You
came up at the casino?
I came up. The crazy part about it, too, is there was a security guard at the casino that wanted me to have a threesome with him and his wife, but that ain't never work out, but
that was your opportunity. You know. That was your get back. That was God
opportunity for redemption.
I should have, but
like,
I didn't.
That last nigga wasn't shit, but he was right here.
I should have, but
let me bless you.
I'm just saying. I just gotta say this in the space. That mean, Nick, you got some yummy nipples though out here in these streets,
Nick,
and you really got
with the fire nipples.
I'll take that as a compliment. Yeah, I guess that's
got
how
some
I'll look at
yummy
it.
Nipples
kisses.
Over here. You know what I'm saying? The kiss me that begins with K. All right.
Nick, you have any more questions?
Let me see. Because I've noticed that a lot of our bad experiences have been with men.
Yeah. Facts. Facts.
So I was going to ask, has your best experience been with a woman or with a man? Since you both have kind of like dabbled in both pools.
You mean which do I prefer or?
No, your best experience overall, I think.
Oh,
Nick,
yeah,
your
best,
overall
my
best experience.
My best experience was with one of my boyfriends, like one of the long time ones I had. And that's because I had to teach him everything. He was a fucking virgin. But that was the best because I had to train him and teach him to do things. And that was like my best one.
I've never had sex with a virgin. I wonder what that's like.
You get to train them, teach them on what you like and what you don't like and shit. It's, to me, it was fun shit. And once he got it down packed, that was it. He was fucking me right. Had to after that.
Do you feel like you have to train, not train, but like when you get in different relationships with, you know, people, I feel like the expectations change from one relationship to the next and the sexual, you know, dynamics do as well. So do you feel like you have to train your new partner how to, you know, satisfy you sexually and they do the same for you? Or do you guys both have enough experience? Do you find that you both have had enough experiences to kind of know with each other what you guys like and what, you know, the other person might like?
I would say this. I know
that's so weird.
No, you're good. I understand it. I would say this. For when I'm with women, it's completely different from men. There's been a few times where I had to tell, like, a nigga, like, what they need to be doing, like, how to stroke, how to X, Y, and Z. And for women, I think we just have this knowing, like the women that I've encountered, like this knowing of how to sexually like please each other. Cause like we're women. Yeah. And a lot of the women that I've encountered, like they masturbate, they love thyself, as I like to say. Mm-hmm. And they bring that with the encounters I have with them. So I haven't really, I would say that's the major like difference between the two. I really don't have to like train, like, my current situation right now is like fucking organic and like it's insanely blissful. It's beautiful. Like it's just the connection, the feeling is just insane. Like I don't have to say anything. I don't have to do anything. It could just be off a look. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And
I feel like, go ahead.
Oh, no. You can come back. Go ahead.
I guess I was saying like, when it comes to women, and I would definitely say queer people in general, I feel like sex is more about pleasure. And I feel like a lot of times with straight people or even like straight men, it's all about performance.
Get nut off. And yeah.
It's all about a performance and like putting on a performance, because a lot of times when I've encountered things with men, it's like I do something new or I do something different. Or I'm like, eat my ass. And they're like, oh my gosh, giggle, giggle. For a lot of my instances with women or even my current situation, like, there's no body part that goes untouched. Like,
right.
I, in my current situation, I've orgasmed from having my elbow licked. Like, it doesn't matter what body part it is. It's all about, like, pleasure and exploration and not performing to certain standards of, like, how you need to have sex. Like, sex is usually, with women on my case, or queer people in general, is like, it's what you make it. You know, it's like an experience. Whereas with like straight men and sometimes straight people, it's just like about performance and doing things that you think other people are doing in the bedroom.
Yeah,
and it's like
it
shouldn't
watch
be that
a
at
porn
all.
And try to do what's in the fucking porn. It's like, no, yeah, that's not how that fucking works. I just think like, even like with straight people, they just overthink it too much. You know what I mean? Like even like with the men I've encountered or whatever, like they overthink it too much. And it's not that. It's just like, just go into it and just fucking explore. Like, sometimes you have niggas that don't even want to do that. They just want to just go in and just want to just fuck and that's it. And it's like, no, let's explore each other's bodies. That's why, like, it's beautiful when I have sexual, like, experiences with women, because we're both on the same page. Like, we're both on experiencing each other, like, exploring each other's bodies and shit like that. And that's how it should be on both parties, like not overthinking anything. And it's okay to try some new shit. Like, why not? Like, I'm into trying new shit and like doing different kinks. Like, people have their kinks and shit like that. And trying that shit out, having that conversation. Also, I think that's important too. Like, having a conversation like before like sex, or kind of like initiating that kind of conversation of like, what are you into? Like, what kinks are you into? Like, what are the do's and don'ts? Like, shit like that, if you're pursuing them. Like, seriously, I think that's very important.
Interesting. I'm like willing to bet that heterosexuality itself is a performance.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Because it is, especially with like men. And another thing too that I'll say, men, like the certain men that I've came across, like sexually, like, because I'm dominant, right? So I could be dominant, mm-hmm. I could be submissive too, but like my dominance would intimidate them. Like the me having knowing the power of my pussy, because like I'm gonna be honest with you, my shit is fire. Like I'm not just talking. Like my shit is fucking fire. You know, like, I'm very confident in my pussy. I'm very confident the power of my pussy and what it can do to people. I'm aware of that. And like men would find that so fucking intimidating, but for women they would find that like powering. It's like it's just two different dynamics. It's very interesting. Some men they'd be like, oh shit, like man, it's just like you, just like one of us. It's like no, like I'm very secure in my sexuality and what I want, what I desire, and I go for it.
Yeah,
this is what I want. Like you shouldn't be afraid that I'm telling you to like eat my pussy this certain type of way. Like, why are you afraid of that? You should want that. Like, yeah. Like, I've definitely came across that.
It's funny that the guy compared himself to you and said, you're just like us, because literally you're not. It's not the same thing. Yeah. You're confident. And he's just hoping that he can, you know, satisfy a woman through his performance of masculinity. Mm-hmm. That's not the same as having natural confidence, because you're very insecure. Right. In my eyes, that's a very insecure way of existing, but it's funny how they think that because they're a man, they're automatically confident, or performing masculinity always, you know,
and being confident. And I've definitely like encountered that like a few times, and I even like had conversations with them, like, why do you like feel that way? It's like, oh, I never met a woman that is just like so secure, and normally I have to do X, Y, and Z, and it's just like, well, I'm not that girl. I'm this girl. So it's different, you know? But like with women, I just prefer sex with women, honestly. Like I did, like I said, I've had my encounters with men and it was cool. Like I said, the best was with my longtime boyfriend, like, but I had to teach him that in order for me like to get my shit off. And don't get me wrong, you know, cause I'm pretty sure it's niggas that I fuck probably listening. Like, some of y'all was cool. It was good. But, like, women just...
Shout out to them.
Yeah. Like, women, they just fucking do it for me. Like, they just do. Like, they just fucking do it. It's just so passionate. It's sexy. Like, a woman's body in general to me is just sexy as fuck. And I've been with all types, you know. I personally prefer curvy. Bigger women. Curvier women. That's just me. A full woman, like breasts, thighs, I'm into legs, ass, like I'm into all of that. And that's, you know, that's just what I prefer. Like, that's what turns me on. It's just something different with it. Like, the energy, like I said, like with my current situation, like the energy, like transferring energies. Like, I look at sex completely different. Some people just think of it as, I'm just going to get my nut and that's it. For me, it's beyond that. Like, not only do I want to get, of course I want to get myself off, but I want to have you get off as well. During foreplay, everything. Like, I'm the type of bitch that I'll talk to you while I'm fucking you. Like, I'm that type. Like, kissing to me is passionate as fuck. So, like, in my whole days, when I was fucking around, a lot of people were not able to kiss me and they would be offended. I'm like, no. That's something that I take seriously, and it's for the person that I'm really, really rocking with and fucking with. I'm not just kissing in and everybody.
Kissing is very important.
Very, very passionate.
Very, like, passionate.
Because you're transferring energy with that. I feel like you transfer energy when you're kissing, honestly.
Like, you can kiss the dick, you can't kiss the lips. That's different. That's different.
I'm totally different.
Do you like horror movies, like Halloween and the Blair Witch? Well, if you're like me and you do, you should join me and listen to the Haddonfield Horrors podcast, where they discuss and review horror movies and horror movie franchises. If you're not listening to the Haddonfield Horrors podcast, you're definitely missing out.
It's funny how a lot of the questions that I was going to ask end up like just being and asked, or I'm sorry, answered when you guys were talking. So that's really cool.
Hey. Kitty. Yeah, okay, take a shot, y'all. I said Kitty. You're listening, take a shot. Go ahead, Nick.
About this, but it's just an interesting question I have. Have you ever felt pressure, because we're queer people, right? Have you ever felt pressure to conform to stereotypical heteronormative gender roles in your relationships or sexual encounters? Or do you just completely reject those?
Completely reject.
Yeah.
I'm very secure. You're going to have to
work
that.
With me.
Like, yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't believe in, like, any, like, gender roles or anything like that. Like, I consider us equal, period. Like, we're equal. Sometimes in, like, my relationships, I can be a little bit dominant. But like I said, I'm able to be submissive as well. But gender roles, I don't really play that. Like, if I can take out the trash, like, you can take out the trash too. Like, if I can cook, you can cook too. Like, it might be certain things where we, like, work out and balance it out, like, hey, you may, can you cook this day, whatever, have those type of conversations. But like, mm-hmm. far as like me, like being the one that's like, oh, I just strictly pay all the bills and I do all this and I cut the grass and all that, like, no, we're equal, we're two women, we can do it. Like, and I think that's dope, like, for two women to be able to just live as is, like, and not put that stigma. Like, I shouldn't say hate, because hate is a strong word. But I hate, like, this is going to come out crazy, but whatever. Like, I hate the stud and femme dynamic.
Yeah, it's literally just mimicking heterosexuality, yes. And it's not freeing at all.
It's not.
Like, it's like studs, taking the most toxic aspects of heterosexuality and copying and pasting it on people. It's absolute garbage.
Legit be like toxic ass men. Like, they transfer that energy and they're literally a toxic ass nigga. And then you have these femmes that, like, are in love with that shit. And it's just like, no, that's not how it's supposed to be. Like, I hate that fucking dynamic. That dynamic is, like, the worst to me. And don't get me wrong, not all relationships are like that, but majority of what I see, it's that, like, it's always the stuff that's the fucking, oh, she sell drugs or she works at a fucking warehouse and she's that nigga. You know
stop it.
Listen, but it's real. But
or the security guard.
Or
yeah, you're right.
Security guard. Like, bro, like, no, like, we do not need that. Do not carry the straight fucking antics over here. Like, I hate that shit.
Leave that annoying. Over there. Yeah,
fucking annoying. Just coexist. Be two women that love each other and just fucking coexist. Like, you don't have to try to be that top nigga or be that nigga. Like, you don't have to be that. Like,
and if you weird. Are that, you will be, but it's not meant for you. Like, and I would say, I feel like for all the straight people out there, free yourself. Like, I feel like it's also unnecessary within straight relationships to put those barriers on that stuff. I feel like it really should be, if you are in a monogamous relationship or even if probably whatever, whoever you're existing with and loving on, you should be able to ebb and flow between masculinity and femininity at your own disposal.
Right.
And you should be able to be dominant and submissive at your own disclosure as well. Like, because for me, I'm the type of person where it depends on the day. It might depend on the day for me of when I really want to get into my feminine bag. Like Sadie says, it doesn't matter if I'm feeling more feminine today, if I'm going to wash dishes or change light bulbs. Like, it doesn't really matter. And I feel like you just got to live your life and be free. Like, the more that you put boxes around everything, the more confusing it gets.
And it makes things, like, complicated as well. Like,
yeah.
That's another reason why, like, I can't, like, subscribe to, like, the gender norms I just cannot, or, like, the box or the labels that society puts me in, because I don't fit, like, if I break myself down, I literally do not fit into any of the categories at all, or if I do, it's a blur, like, I fit into everything, so that's why, like, I just do not subscribe to it. Like, I'm just Sadie's at the end of the day, and you just take it or fucking leave it, like, I am what I am. That's it. I'm dominant. I'm submissive. Like, either or. Like, okay, I can change a fucking tire on a car, and also I can put on heels and a dress. Like, it's just me.
Me too.
Put your freaking dress on. Put your freaking dress on. Put your freaking dress on.
And a freaking dress.
Yeah. Like, I could get you someone that could do both, as they say. Like,
please, please.
And comfortable and secure in doing both. Yeah. And a lot of people, honestly, people that, like, in the dating scene, when I was, like, the dating scene, people would be intimidated by that. And that would just blow my mind sometimes. I'm like, how are you intimidated by? But that's another, like, power dynamic thing. Like, women are not supposed to be strong and independent and be secure in their pussy. Like, they're not supposed to be that way, which I find fucking hilarious, because it's like,
it's really strange. We're in now,
it's like, we have so many, like, women that are fucking entrepreneurs, boss bitches out here that, like, own shit, own their pussy, own businesses. It's like, what the fuck? Like, this is not the 1960s where I'm gonna be a fucking housewife and I'm smoking cigarettes because these kids is getting on my fucking nerves. Like, no. It's not the era of that.
And do it in line so that I can get these chores done. Yeah, yeah, I feel you. Like, I feel you. Fuck?
We are not in that era anymore.
And shoot, so even if we were in that area, if I'm finna bump a cooch, I'm gonna be free.
Right.
Like, okay. That's what it is at the end of the day. That's what I'm saying. It's about pleasure. It should never be about performance and subscribing to a specific performance, because you can't be free in that. Like, I also, I feel like letting your guard down and allowing yourself to be free sexually opens yourself up to interests that you didn't even know that you really had.
Yeah.
And, like, I feel like you get to discover more of yourself. Like, you know, I, everybody knows I'm a big, bubbly, and cuddly. But, like, recently had an encounter where I had my partner, like, slap the living shit out of me. And it was fire. And, like, if I wasn't in the space to be free and say, like, do this to me, and especially consensually and, like, within the same space, like, I wouldn't have been able to realize how much I enjoyed that experience. So it's just, like, don't limit yourself. Now, back to what Marcus was saying. Don't shit on me. Don't throw up on me.
None of
that kind of thing.
Right, right.
But, you know, but you can, you know, you, it's a little wiggle room with everything else, and we can figure it out and, like, truly be safe and have fun and please each other. So that's what really, it should really be about.
Keep an open mind, people. Keep an open mind.
Yeah.
Yeah, because this dude I'm talking to, he wants to try, he got me wanting to try some stuff, and I'm like, could I be verse? Maybe.
What, dude?
Well, Nick, I don't know. Say fucking try it, Nick. Try it. Dude, you never dude, know. You might enjoy it.
Y'all, and this is funny too, is because this dude that y'all told me to, like, not to stop talking to, but we'll talk about that later. Okay.
Period. Period.
Give me a chance. And I'm just like, okay. But we've been talking, and I'm just like, okay, maybe I might try some stuff with you. Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
Do it. Do it.
Like, as long as
try everything at least once.
Yeah.
Try everything at least once.
And, like, if you're comfortable. And also, too, what's very, like, important when you're into, like, getting into your kink bag and shit like that is a safe word. Mm-hmm. Like, having a conversation and having a safe word is very, very important when you're getting into shit like that. Like, into, like, your kink bag and shit.
What's your safe word?
Literally stop. Like, I don't know why, like, people make cutesy names and shit like that. Okay, that's cute, but, like,
don't hate on the cutesy names.
Literally the
word. Don't hate on the cutesy names.
Literally the word should be stop. Like, we need to, like, make stop great again. Because, like, that literally means stop. You know? Like,
I mean, there are some forms of kink play where people will say, like, if there are sometimes some moments in kink play where people say, like, if you say no or stop, that, like, you can still keep going. So, like, there are some scenarios I've been in, not saying that I wasn't trying to use no or stop, but, like, I want you to be able to hear what the fuck I'm saying clearly and know, like, it's an out. So I previously used to use pumpernickel. Because if we fucking and you hear pumpernickel, like, you, there's no reason why I should be using pumpernickel while we're having sex. Hey, there's no bread around.
It literally sounds like pump nigga. Like, keep pumping nigga. That's what it sounds like. So I'm going to go with the word pump me, stop. Nigga.
Yeah. I do you stop now. I definitely stop now, but I definitely was someone who used, like, PT words at some point in time so you can make sure you clearly hear what the fuck I'm saying. So,
but I feel like stop is loud and clear.
Make stop great again. I need a t-shirt, honestly.
It literally means stop. So I just feel like that's like a safe word. Like, stop. Like, it literally means stop. About,
say what you will about Donald Trump, but that man can make some iconic phrases.
I absolutely agree. But yeah, like, when you have those conversations, I feel like it's very important to have those conversations, like, with your partner or whoever you're having, like, a sexual encounter with. Like, if you want to role play or get into, like, the kink bag, like, it's very important, like, both parties are on the same page, that you're comfortable and you're secure, and that you have a safe word. Like, for me personally, like, when the kinky play gets into motion, like, I'm always doing, like, fucking check-ins. You know what I mean? Like, making sure, like, my partner is, like, okay and safe. And I always remind them, like, I ask them, like, do you remember the safe word? And they'll tell me to say, and I'm like, what's the safe word? And I continue doing what I'm doing. So I just think that's, like, very, very important. Especially shit, we're adults. Like, we need to, you know. Everyone has their different kinks and shit, but you want to be safe about it.
Let's be safe. Like, let's communicate.
Yeah, like, you don't want to say, like, oh, I'm into, like, being punched in the fucking face, and then you're punched in the fucking face, and, like, there's no safe word. And now you got this person punching you repeatedly in the fucking face. It's just like, wait, what? Why didn't y'all have a conversation about that? So it's just important.
I know it involves a lot of trust, being able to express your kinky side with somebody. It requires a lot of trust.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you'll know, too. Like, I feel like you'll know, like, who to, like, pull that out with, like, or want that with someone. I feel like if you're vibing, like, the energies is aligned and shit. Like, you'll know, like, if you meet a person and be like, okay, I want them to choke the fuck out of me, and I know they're going to do it safely. Let's have this conversation. Or you might run into someone that's just like, oh, I'm never telling this motherfucker my kink bag. Like, let me just get my nut off and keep it moving. So you'll definitely know, like, with whoever you're encountering with, like, if you can, like, really trust them and go ahead and just have that conversation to explore. Yeah. Because I don't let everyone fucking know that I'm into asphyxiation. Like,
especially not just people that listen to this podcast.
I mean,
you let the cat out the bag. Let the kitty out the bag.
True. But you know, like, prior, before I just announced that I like to be choked to beyond point to, like, the brink of death. But before,
not the brink of death.
Yes, I think that's what
everybody
it is
not
for me.
Privy to choking you. Everybody can't choke me like that.
Yeah, everybody can't choke me like that. It's only certain ones that can fucking choke me like that. So, if you are fucking listening, don't randomly come up and fucking choke me. Like, don't do that.
Because I'm going to choke you back.
Yeah, like, like, what?
We didn't go over no safe word.
Yeah, we didn't do no safe word. We had no conversation. Like,
no check-in.
Yeah. Like, what the fuck? But, yeah. Mm. Yeah, definitely. It's very important. Very important. Mm. And I feel like people should be able to fucking explore. Now, it's some kinks that I'm just like, like, I can't get jiggy with the furry shit. Like, I can't. Will
oh,
not.
Damn.
I can't get into that. I can't get into,
sorry,
like,
for the furries out there.
The animal. No, fuck that. Like, the animal. Like, I can't get into that. I can't get into, like, the little girl shit. Like, I can't. No. If you're into that, whatever.
Limitations. It's limitations on what's acceptable. We like to give people space to just explore themselves, but then there are limitations on, like, where you can take that.
Yeah, because it's, like, it's some really wild, kinky shit out there. like some really, really kinky shit. Really kinky shit. Just like, I cannot subscribe to that. But like, I'm into like choking. I'm into like spanking, slapping. Would that be a form of like degrading almost?
To some degree.
Yeah, yeah. You could degrade somebody. Yeah, that is like somebody is degrading.
Yeah, it blurs the line. I don't know. The power of it is fucking insane. Like being a dominant. Mm-hmm.
At the core of it, too. That's at the core who you are, having this dominant personality. So how can I express that sexually? And that's what it might look like. But you need to have room to do that. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's fucking... Like, I get off to that shit. I'm not even gonna lie to you. Like, instantly, I'm coming. Instantly. I don't know what the fuck... It's just the power dynamic of it. It's just insane to me. But, yeah. That's a few of my kinks for everyone to know. Now you know.
If you don't know, now you know.
Oh, yeah. Kitty licking. Shots.
shots,
totally. I'm also into ass eating.
Okay.
I'm into that.
Tossing the salads. Salad tossing.
Thank you.
Tossing the salads.
It's an art to it though, because you gotta make sure that you massaging the cheeks while you licking the pink.
Absolutely. And you really shouldn't, you could be eating, but you should also be slurping. Yes. I feel like you deserve a slurp on the ass if you're going to eat ass. You know what I'm saying?
You gotta bite the cheek
slurp
a little,
on that ass.
You
got
to bite the cheek a little. Get a little on the side. A gentle.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
It's everything.
It really is. Like, I like when the ass is clapped. Like, man, make the ass clap while I'm eating it. Like, yes, just like that.
Round of applause.
Baby, make that ass clap. Period. Like, the fuck? What are we talking about? Like, yes. Like, I'm definitely into that. Before, like, I would get my ass ate, but I was like more of the ass eater. But like, now I enjoy it. It's really great. Same. I need
to graduate to that level because I don't be wanting to eat nobody's ass.
I mean, like,
but you can eat mad though.
Yeah, facts. I don't know, because like, I enjoy eating pussy. It's just like when shorty is on all fours and it's just there, the pussy is there, as the, like, I can't help but just,
the ass is right
there. It's right. Why the fuck not? Like, why
one
not?
Hole to the other?
Like, why the fuck not? And it's just amazing, like, for me and whoever I'm doing it for. It's just fucking amazing. It's just fire. It's definitely fire. And getting my ass ate is fire too. Like, yeah.
You know what was weird? Because as a gay, that's one of the things that we do.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the initial thought about it, I was like, that seems weird. I'm never gonna let that happen. And then I let somebody eat my ass and I was like, wait, this is
heaven.
It's funny because one of the first, I was like, I had to be like 12 or 13 at the time. The first like porn movies I watched, it was gay porn. This white dude was eating this guy's ass. And I had never seen anything like that before. And I was just like so turned on by it. I was like, why is this so hot? Because it looked nasty. But.
Right? Then when it finally happens to you, it's like, wait.
Yeah, it's different. Mm-hmm. But you know, you gotta make sure you wash your ass. This is for the listeners.
Wash your ass!
Please.
Wash your ass.
Please. You're supposed to be washing all your privates anyway. But please.
Don't be tooting that ass up.
And you know you foul.
And you got dingleberries and shit.
Like, I'm literally shit out of you. Yeah, literally.
Sir, fresh ass, please. Yeah. Fresh ass on the platter. Thank you.
Definitely. Because some people don't know how to fucking wash their ass. And that shit is insane to me. Like grown ass adults.
How to wash your ass. Like, wash your ass.
And I will admit, I have, not only have I eaten women's ass, I have ate a man's ass before as well.
And that's where we differ.
I'm part of that club, too. I've eaten
I've only eaten man ass. Yeah.
It's magically delicious.
I've eaten man ass. It was great. you know, because you know the G spot is there, so it was absolutely great for me. So yeah, you know, I've done that.
I did this weird thing once because I don't mind. I get a little sticky. I knew I was getting my ass ate.
Sticky.
So I forgot what candy. It used to be one of those candies where you could spray with the flavor on your mouth. I forgot what the fuck it was.
Ooh,
called. I think I know what you're talking about.
So I sprayed like right. I was like, get the candy, get the little thing. I had him spray.
Okay.
It was blueberry. It was the sour blueberry flavor because I knew that was his favorite. His favorite flavor. I was like, go ahead and spritz.
Ooh.
Okay, I'm gonna try that. I like that.
Okay, that's different. That sounds like it might be really enjoyable. I'll be honest, like I've tried like anal a few times. It's really not my thing. Like I prefer a thumb, but like you just like beat my shit up. I don't know what it is. I just can't. Now I prefer to fuck someone in the ass, but like me personally, like the thumb, I'm cool. Like, that's it. I'm cool.
I love
that.
Anal. I love toys. I love vibrating toys. I love plugs.
I want
it all.
I'm weird. When it comes to the finger, I'm like, I got to see your hands first. Like, let me see your nails to make sure you got no
dirty
nails.
Yes.
You got to see your dirty nails in my...
You ain't unkempt. Right. Like, I need to see. Like, you got to be pedicured. Like, something got to be right. Because first of all, you're not going to scratch me. We fight.
Right.
We're very hygienic over here, people. We're
yes. Very clean. Mm-hmm. Very clean. Very clean.
I don't do hairy ass. I'm okay with some peach fuzz. But if you like... got a bush down there, like I know people are into that. I'm not.
See,
I don't like a bushy peen. Like, cause like if I gotta stop because I'm coughing, because there's a hair in my throat. This is over with.
Like, see, I'm like the complete. I guess I'm weird. Because I like the
so you,
hair. Like the
you choking on
cool.
kitty hair?
No, take a shot, please, y'all. No, like I've never been like with someone that was like extremely like fucking bushy, but I've been like in pussy that had like, you know, like hair, like, you know what I'm saying? And no, I have no issue with that.
I like,
but like,
you know,
for me,
hair, but like bush, like a bush is too much. Like that's too much.
Yeah, I haven't been
according to
Marshall one.
Get a fade. And I'm,
yeah,
not a fade.
Yeah, like I haven't been with anyone that was like crazy bushy, but like I feel like I wouldn't fucking mind that. Like whatever. It's me personally that no, I cannot do any hair on myself. Like I just cannot. Like same. It has to be bald. Like I cannot. Like do hair on myself, but for like my partner, like it doesn't matter for me. Like whatever, I'm still gonna eat your pussy. I don't care. But I haven't encountered anything too like bushy or anything crazy. But hair is hair. Like, what the fuck?
I had a bushy person, you know, because I usually hook up with Mexicans, so it's not just it's not just bushy. You know, they tend to be very hairy. So just imagine like his. The way your afro is how his private was. And
oh,
it
God.
It was like silky smooth, and I wasn't feeling
like
it.
Oh, you could braid it?
I didn't mind that.
I'm like, this is too much.
Okay, don't do that. Don't
you could
braid
it?
Braid it. Put some beads on it, everything. Put like two beads on it.
Not
everything.
The beads! Oh, no. Okay. Lock it up. You can lock up the pubic hair. Oh, no, no.
You got to get a fade. You ain't got to get a
bald fade. All
these
ideas about styling their pubes.
So you just want it to be tapered.
Yes, get a nice little tape.
Get a
line
nice little,
everything.
Get a number three on a wall. Mm-hmm. That's what you want.
Hey, good night. Okay. Good night. You're done.
Y'all need a sponsorship with Manscaped. That would have been a good plug. You know what I'm saying? Like,
okay.
we gotta get something passé because we can't get Disney. You know, Nick and Shu are dead.
Yeah.
We ain't never getting no Disney sponsorship because Nick dragged their ass. He spent one whole episode dragging Disney.
That is fucking hilarious.
I had some friends who worked at Disney and they said it was a nightmare, so
that
I'm going to keep my mouth shut before they come after me.
That I believe. I want
a nightmare.
We need an alcohol company to sponsor us. We drinking. Yeah. We be drinking. Shit. We smoke all
or
the time.
Or dispensary.
We talk about smoking. You know, we would definitely talk about your products.
For sure. Plug.
Sadie's can be our sex toy reviewer.
absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Oh, we need that. We need that Adam and Eve. We definitely need that.
That's more it. Like Eve and Eve, you know what I'm saying?
That too.
Mm-hmm.
That too.
And Adam and Adam, you know
Adam
what I'm saying?
Adam and Adam, mm-hmm. Eve and Eve. Adam yeah. and Eve. Depends on the flavor.
As long as the check clear, should I review right. it?
I can't stand y'all.
But that's the end of our sexual healing part 3. And it also happens to be the end of season 2. We're going to be taking a little break. We'll be back in like a few months. We're going to enjoy the summer. I'm going to get drunk as shit. But if you miss hearing my voice, you can always listen to How to Feel Horrors podcast, where we review horror movies and movie franchises.
Solid.
Thank you all so much. I was going to say something else, but I completely forgot what I was going to say. Bye!
Should we do an intro?